Jimmy Fallon.
The white man who had tried to purchase my father's forgiveness.
Broadcasting live within walking distance of some very famous buildings, it's God's regift to radio, New York City cab driver Jimmy Fallon.
Here we go. Coming to you live from New York City. It's the Off the Meter radio program with Jimmy Fallon. Do I sound sick? You the listener?
A little.
I don't feel great, Katie Dolan. We'll get into that in a little while. Okay. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you who I blame. There's a blame for this, and it's not a germ. It's a member of show business who I'm blaming for my lackluster voice today. Normally, the timbre in my voice kind of sexy. Most people pull over and masturbate within the first minute of me coming on the air. I don't know that that's going to be the case today. People are going to run into CVS and buy Theraflu, and we will tell you why in a little while. Big day on the show today. We recap the Grammys. We preview the 12th annual New York City Nightlife Awards, where yours truly will be getting an award. How about that, Katie Dolan? We'll get into that. We'll get into that in a little while. The Marlboro Man died. We're going to tackle the five biggest news stories of the day, because that's what we do. We don't cover them. We tackle them, Ken Wood. We're tacklers.
We are tacklers.
You know, we're tackling. It's Super
Bowl
week.
Yep.
Yeah, if ever you were going to tackle, this would be the week. It's Super Bowl week. The Super Bowl's in town. It's actually warm right now by New York standards.
It's pretty warm, yeah.
I always hate when it warms up in New York because then you can smell the pee again.
Oh, God.
We've been living so good for like the last 3 weeks. This place, I've just felt like a snow globe.
Yeah.
And now we're kind of back to reality today. Yeah. So we'll get into that in a little while. If there's anything you want to get into, you can hit us up on a toll-free number at 855-236-2280. It's a toll-free phone call because we could never, in good conscience, charge anybody to be a part of this fracas. Joining me now as they do every day. We're guest-free today, by the way.
Yeah, we're guest-free.
It's a big show. We have a lot to get into with the listeners. We're only back on the air a day.
Uh-huh.
It's our second day back on the air. We have a lot to cover. We have a lot to get, you know, people up to speed on. This is like a family meeting.
It is.
You know, we used to have family meetings. Like my dad.
Need to have a family meeting.
That's what I mean. Yeah, my dad would come home and say, I'm leaving. You know, family meeting. That's what we're going to do with you, the listener. But we're not leaving. We're sticking around, much to the chagrin of most of you. But before we start, Katie Dolan, we should remind you, the listener, and we should remind ourselves that this episode and every episode of Off the Meter Radio is sponsored by the good folks, the hardworking men and women of Audible.com.
Yep.
They're good folks.
They are good.
Whatever they lack for taste in radio broadcasts, they more than make up in character.
And this incentive, too.
Yes.
So if you sign up.
If you would like to be a part of the Audible fraternity, listeners of Off the Meter get a free 30-day trial to Audible, as well as a free audio book, by visiting audibletrial.com/offthemeter.
Mm-hmm.
You enter the code off the meter, free 30-day membership, free book. Who loves you, pal? I mean, think about that for a second. We're giving stuff away over here.
I know.
Katie Dolan, Ken Wood, nice to see you. Happy Monday. Good to be back on the air with you guys. How you guys doing, man? Everything's good?
All things considered.
Ken Wood freaked me out. Can I tell you something, Katie Dolan?
Well,
Friday night,
yeah.
I'm at the Gotham Comedy Club with Lynn Coplitz. We'll get into her in a minute, because Lynn Coplitz is as good as anybody telling jokes in this city.
Mm-hmm.
But Friday night, Ken surprises me like 20 minutes before the show and goes like, hey, I'm going to your show, because that's how his voice sounds when he texts you.
Yeah.
That's Ken's texting voice.
Exactly.
Hey, yo, bro, I'm going to your show. Actually sounds like a girl I dated from Nassau County. Hey. So Ken winds up sitting in one of these seats in the showroom where it's very rare you can see the second row at Gotham. You're in the one visible seat in the second row at Gotham.
God.
How about that?
So I caught you. No, not really.
Oh.
There were so many other things to throw me off. Like Ken was so far down the totem pole on that particular night. But how good is Lynn Coplitz?
She's amazing.
Would you go on record as saying, I consider her one of the best comics in the city. I heard someone say she's the best female comic in the city. I don't really grade it that way. And I'm not pandering to the women. I don't have that in me. I don't really care. But I think she's great. I think she's that funny.
You know what? She's almost as funny as... No, I'm just kidding. She's terrific.
She's great. She is fun. Lynn Coplitz. If you don't know Lynn
Coplitz.
She's
so funny she could be a man comic.
Hey, no, Ken Wood, taking shots.
No, I'm not. I'm not actually. She's as good as any comic out there.
No, she's fantastic. So a shout out to Lynn Coplitz.
She's amazing.
Who,
she really is amazing.
I am blaming in a roundabout way for the scratchy voice today. What happened was, Lynn Coplitz, really, she was great Friday, fantastic Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
The crowd was so revved up. Every once in a while, you have such a good show in comedy. through no fault of your own. It's just a good audience. They're down for anything you have to say. Mm-hmm. And you just leave, like, euphoric. Like, this went so well. It's all going to work out for us someday, bro.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jake's Saloon next to Gotham. So Uncle Jimmy went to Jake's Saloon with Jimmy Canizero and Ryan Reese, ladies and gentlemen.
What the hell did you just say?
Both of them. The double, the Twin Towers. The Twin Towers are back.
You're that close with Lynn Coppolts that you could go to Jake's Salon with Jimmy Canizero and Ryan Reese.
Yes. Well, no, what I'm saying is she was so good, I was in the mood to hang out.
Okay.
I only had one drink, but the late show gets out at like 2 in the morning.
Oh.
So you have one drink, it's 2:30 now, you leave to come home, you get home at 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up yesterday.
With a scratch.
It's not so much that I feel sick, I feel okay. But you know when you can kind of feel that, you know.
Yeah.
It's coming.
The champ's warming up and he could tell he can't get the fastball over the plate that night.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what I'm saying to you, the listeners, brace yourself. This show's going to be a lot like every other show where we just don't have it. But we'll have it tonight if you're in the tri-state area. If you're not in the tri-state area, it would mean more to us.
It would mean so much more.
Get down to Town Hall, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard. You could still buy tickets via Ticketmaster.
What do they expect? What should they expect to see at Town Hall after you've gotten your...
After
prize.
My award? After what? Wait, what should the listeners of Off the Meter expect to see at Town Hall after I've received my award?
Yeah.
The back of my sport coat exiting the doors at Town Hall. I'm trying to sound like stoic. I'm dying over here.
Yeah.
I got nothing. Now I'll be there all night. It's going to be a great show. Bruce Valanche is hosting. They've got all these crazy cabaret acts and Broadway singers.
Hollywood Squares. Yeah.
Hollywood Squares. Awesome. He writes the Oscars every year. Bruce Lynch, real deal guy.
I thought they got like a bunch of people to do that.
A lot of people do. But my whole set tonight, in terms of a set list, is predicated on what he does up top. If he's filthy and he's doing like a lot, you know, a lot of smutty New York jokes.
You get to gauge it.
I'm in. I'm jumping in.
Oh, totally.
God forbid he shows up and is reading Maya Angelou. And just changing, like, one mad-libbing it just to make it funny, like something safe. I need to follow Book of Mormon to have any chance.
Yeah.
Okay, you can't send me out there tonight and have me follow Mary Poppins.
Uh-huh.
You know? Not with that many misogynistic jokes in my
This is the Nightlife Awards, not the Tonys, so
yeah.
I think you're okay.
Yeah, it's called the Nightlife Awards, by the way.
Yeah, that should be an indicator.
This is just a drunker Tonys, is what it is.
It's drunker Tonys. It's for cabaret acts, comedians, strippers. You know, nightlife.
That's funny. I've got to follow the girl with the ping pong balls. Well, she stole my opener. Hey-o. So it's a big night. If you're in a tri-state area, go down to Town Hall, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. If you don't go, I'm sure you'll see pictures on Facebook because we're going to do that.
Yeah.
Pound for pound, for a show with as many listeners as we have,
mm-hmm.
for a show with no listeners, we would still be considered the worst social networking show in radio.
We really are.
We have to be. We don't have like a fan page.
But
nothing. We just occasionally post things on Facebook.
Somebody is supposed to be in charge of that.
Well,
and,
that.
We're supposed to.
Somebody's supposed to be in charge of a lot of things on this show. But the point is, this is one of those moments where we can interact. Because what we do, though, give us credit for this, though. This is the type of broadcast where we just hang out with the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, usually in police lineups, let's be fair. Turn to the right. Hey, man, I know you from Off the Meter. But it's a fun show. And we don't social network enough, so we want to reach out tonight. And, of course, if some of you guys can't go to Town Hall, you could see me. You could come as my guest to see me on Access Television on February 13th. That's a Thursday
cool.
night. Katie Dolan, you going to be there?
Sure. Why
you'd,
not?
You going to walk the red carpet?
I'd love to walk the red carpet.
Visuals are terrible for radio, but she presents well tonight, doesn't she, Ken?
Sure.
Well, it's a big event.
No, but I do. I think you look good. I thought you were going to like a meet and greet for 60-year-old men because you're so prettied up today. I don't usually see you this way. Unless we're going to like an Elks or a shuffleboard match.
Actually, there's enough time between the end of this program and the
Nightlife
Awards for her to be at the Early Bird Special at the TikTok Diner.
Yep.
Whoa, Katie Dolan.
I might do that.
And if you're not there, your date will be there. So you don't actually, as you told me about you and your sister, you don't actually have a daddy complex. You actually have like a granddaddy complex.
What? Okay.
Did you ever like, you ever get turned on when you're looking at money?
Oh.
Like the faces on money? Like, oh. Ben Franklin's so attractive. He can't be trusted at a bank. Funny stuff. Well, we're talking about the Nightlife Awards, but clearly America, to be fair, we're a self-aware show.
Yeah,
America
maybe
doesn't,
to a fault.
Doesn't
can't be
care
that
about
self-aware.
Them enough.
I mean, we're still on.
Shut the hell up, will you? You have nothing good to say.
Oh, that's funny. But what I was trying to say is America, for the most part, this is a, you know, probably one of the biggest go-out events of the year in New York City. But mm-hmm. America, and people are listening to us in Australia, people listening to us in Ireland and Canada and all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
They're not so jacked up for the Nightlife Awards, but what they all did watch were the Grammys.
Yeah.
And I want to say this about the Grammys. And I'll say the same thing about the Nightlife Awards. If the Nightlife Awards pull the same stunt the Grammys did last night,
oh,
I'm going to have a problem
yeah.
with the Nightlife Awards. And I'll explain. Because the Grammys did the classic build-up, let-down scenario in mm-hmm. show business where they advertised for 3 weeks the Beatles reunion.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have Paul and Ringo. It's not obviously a whole Beatles reunion. I mean, they actually only have one musical contributor to the group present.
And one rhythm contributor.
To be fair, Mark David Chapman contributed more to the group than Ringo did.
Oh, my God.
To be
Jimmy.
Fair. Oh, man.
Barry, that's it. We're suing. We're going to sue.
Oh, man.
But I almost think that they kind of knew that it was going to be a letdown because they were advertising it as Katy Perry, Beyonce, and they didn't even mention the Beatles in
yeah,
some
yeah.
commercials.
Yeah, yeah. That's
like
some
they
of them.
Knew.
Some of them. But I was reading these press releases of the Beatles set to reunite, and I should have known because they were a little shady because they said, like, they haven't played together since 2010. It's the last time they were seen on stage.
Yeah.
So they were building it up like it was a big thing, but they've been around at other award shows.
But I think that was just one show, you know.
But they had to have done more than they did last night.
Right.
But, Jim, you know, McCartney was on, I think, 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And Twitter lit up,
mm-hmm.
being like, who the hell is this Paul McCartney guy?
Well, McCartney.
And why are they allowing him to perform?
McCartney had, well, yeah, some people don't know who he is. But to be fair, I want to keep us in focus.
Biggest musical legend.
Yeah, let me keep us in focus. Because to that, I don't want to get too far off message. But since you brought up his last Grammy appearance, I have to acknowledge it. My favorite moment in Grammy history
mm-hmm.
is first he played that song about his wife, My Valentine,
yeah.
that no one cared about. I mean, McCartney plays a new one. The bathrooms are flooded with
yeah.
people.
It's
a bathroom song.
It's about boring Nancy.
And then he goes, here's one for the Wings fans. Nothing. nothing.
But you really
like it
have
was
to...
so, it was so quiet when he said it. Two people got out their Ouija board and started having a seance. I mean, there was nothing.
You know, Paul would never have those moments if he just stood away from those, A, the new stuff, and B, the Wings songs. But he insists on doing it, and you got to admire it on a certain level.
He's persistent.
He refuses to chalk that up as a nice try.
Do you,
I mean,
yeah,
to him.
Ken, do you think, can I ask you this? Do you think he's kind of like almost being like a, I don't want to call him a dick. He's a nice guy. I like his music and I like him. I don't want to do that to you or to Paul, to Sir Paul, if you
Sir
will.
Sir Paul.
I want to have to fight a knight.
Mm-hmm.
But is there something antagonistic about him doing what he does, which is playing all these songs? Nobody, well, he has
I,
to know.
I think he remembers the Wings years as the greatest years of his life.
Oh, yeah, because he had his wife alive.
His wife was there. He was the man.
He was happy.
He was breaking records, selling out, you know, giant soccer stadiums in South America with Wings.
Okay.
And it was only because everyone came to hear those five Beatles songs that he was going to do. But
it's so true, though.
But in his mind, it was Wings. It was the greatest, you know.
Yeah, but they were. You're right. They were really there to hear Yesterday.
He always did Yesterday. He always did Hey Jude. He always did, you
he
know,
did.
That kind of thing.
Ken's got Paul there. Ken has Paul there.
Yeah.
Paul was misled by the popularity during the Wings period.
But I think he was able to convince himself that it was, and he wasn't, he was top bill. It
uh-huh.
was Paul McCartney and Wings. He was the man. Well, he wasn't sharing the spotlight with anybody.
He was in a position to screw over his band, not
yeah.
pay them. You know, those are the days.
Yeah, he was the Nike
yep.
of bands. Well, what happened last night was the classic, like, oh, girl, you going to get it all night long.
Yeah.
Girl, you ever had it all night long? You ever had a Beatle reunion all night long? I don't know what happened. I don't. Can I get you something to eat? You want like a back massage?
The great thing about
is that a fan on?
My situation is I'm currently sitting in a very small room with the two people who care the most.
Oh, we care. Let's go on record about that.
About
yes.
the fact that the Beatles reunion didn't really happen.
Because it was so disingenuous. It was like, I wasn't sitting there thinking it was even going to be good. Because Ringo had already performed. Any
right.
pretense of this going well was out the door
Ringo's
the minute he performed.
Oh, no.
I can name 12 musicians at Port Authority that give a more commanding performance than Ringo.
Yeah.
Seven of which wear no pants. Easily. He is not in the top 15 guys as subway artists at Port Authority.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to say people don't like him. He's not a celebrated guy, and I'm sure he's a wonderful guy. He's always preaching peace and acceptance.
Peace and love.
Yeah, he's always given that. And you know why he's really doing that? He's trying to keep people from like throwing stuff from the audience.
Oh, no.
Because he's that bad, but fine. But the point was they built it up, Ken. Katie and I just happened to come in here one day where we had read the same press release.
Yes.
Like, oh, the Beatles reunion.
Mm-hmm.
If you call it a Beatles reunion, it is implied.
That means a lot.
A Beatles song. We're going to hear a Beatles song.
Mm-hmm.
If they would have stepped on a Beatle backstage last night, that would have been more interaction with the group than what they wound up doing. Paul came out with a magical mystery piano, played a song, a new song, said, here's one of my new ones.
Yeah.
To the arousing ovation from the crickets at the Staples Center or wherever they had that fracas. And then what was worse, though, Ken, is not even that they don't play a Beatles song, but it was billed as a Beatles reunion, but it wasn't even like a him and Ringo deal.
Mm-hmm.
It was him, his entire band, his main drummer, Abe, and Ringo off to the side. Ringo wasn't even drumming behind him. That was a pat on the head.
Put him in a corner.
That was letting your son bat at the company softball game. That was like the most. He's like, all right, well, just turn off the mics on Ringo's drums. We're not going to tell him he's not really playing. I mean, it was almost demeaning.
Yeah.
I'm not a Ringo Starr fan. I don't dislike him, but that was almost demeaning.
Yeah.
Very patronizing.
Very patronizing.
To advertise it as
but
such.
But to be fair, he was the drummer in a band that was not very rhythmically.
Oh, come on.
All right,
we're
let's not get
into
one of these.
No, but it wasn't.
Come on.
Seriously?
When we come back on Change the Station FM, Ken breaks down rhythm sections through the years in pop bands. No, I understand.
He's a big deal because John and George are dead, okay? So you got to stick Ringo somewhere,
okay.
But fine.
No, I'm getting mad. We're not talking about
okay,
that.
Are
you,
right.
Yeah, that's true. You have a little bit of a Beatles snob thing going.
No, I don't have a snob thing.
We had the world heavyweight champion of Beatles.
Yeah,
snobbery
we had John. What's his name? John
Fugelsang. Who's a great guy.
Yeah.
And he did our
John
show.
John Strawberry Fields Forever Fugelsang came on here in like red sheet music to Ken when we went to break and argued with him about a G flat or a G minor. And I was like, all right, Beatles snob.
I'm not like that.
No, you're a good egg, Katie Dolan. You are a fantastic egg, I should say.
You're a bald-faced liar. A fucking liar.
But the point is, it's nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Disappointed with that aspect of the Beatles.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we got Pink hanging from the ceiling.
You know what the thing about Pink is? That bothers me, too.
I was kind of hoping for an Owen Hart, but it didn't happen.
You wanted her to fall? A Spider-Man turn off the dark, if
I'm
you will.
I'm kidding. I wouldn't want that.
But I think it does detract.
Wreckage.
It does detract from her singing.
It's hard to sing upside down. That's not how the human body is meant to sing.
I know, but what I'm saying, and back to Katie's point, intentionally. But no, she's like a decent singer.
So
but when you are upside down,
mm-hmm.
it is distracting from, it's suspicious. It's musically suspicious.
Music, if nothing, if not musically suspicious.
It's the music equivalent of cologne on someone's privates. You got to be nervous. Why are they also incorporating this into the presentation?
Uh-huh.
There was something in the presentation.
Overly presented.
Yes.
She was overly presented.
There was that. So I was not thrilled with that Pink outing.
No.
I wasn't rooting for a fall like Ken, but I
it's because we've seen it before.
That was dumb.
It was very dumb.
They should have at least let Ringo hang upside down
oh,
or
no.
something. Give the guy.
It would have given the bookie something to cheer about.
Could Ringo have any action? And then they made him sing his song. Photograph, whatever the
he
hell it was.
Photograph.
But he does a dad dance at a wedding.
He does. Oh.
Yeah, where he just bounces right, you know, side to side.
That's all he can do.
I know, but you shouldn't do that to him. They should put him in a position to look good.
Well,
I'm not here to harangue Ringo Starr.
No.
Guy seems to have done all right for himself.
Mm-hmm. I think he did great.
But
in
they
fact,
did him
he's
no favors.
Probably one of the bigger overachievers in music.
Oh, yeah, he's killing it.
He is killing it.
He destroyed
it. Beating that dead horse. He's really killing
it. Do you know how many times Pete Best has to look at Ringo and do a shot of all the Beatles that he missed out on being a part? Like, that's the one guy.
Yeah, but wasn't that a choice?
Well,
no,
Pete
that
Best?
Wasn't
it. It wasn't a choice?
It
he was ousted? Okay.
Poor Pete
But we don't
Best.
Have to get into that
now
either
not
right
Pete
now.
Best
now
time.
Is not the time.
The other event in the Grammys that got a lot of talk today
mm-hmm.
was the marriages.
Ugh.
That took place during the Macklemore Ryan
Lewis.
Was it
Lewis. 35 marriages?
It was supposed
35?
To be 34 couples get married.
Yeah.
For some reason, they said it was only 33.
Mm-hmm.
I can only assume that one of the couples was scared by Madonna's face. They were probably like, too bad we can't stay, baby. I'm getting out of here. Did anyone see Madonna's face?
She looked good.
Again, man, this is not who we are, but we sound like hostile people that are... That, taking shots at celebrities. It's really not who we are, but yeah, that was bad. Do you know who Sandy Kane is, the stripper?
I actually thought it was Keith Richards until they said it was Madonna.
You know. Oh, wow, the Rolling Stones. What, are they going to close this with Let's Spend the Night Together or something? Wild Horses. No, she looked like Sandy Kane, the stripper. You know the woman who plays the naked cowgirl in Times Square?
I've never gotten that close.
Madonna had the same. She has that old. You know when certain old women shrink?
Mm-hmm.
She looks a little shrunken. She's walking with a cane to be funny. She has gold teeth in.
Yeah.
But she's doing a pale thing that would upset the apple cart in most morgues.
Yes.
Most morgues would be bothered by that level of
pale. Well, her problem is she doesn't have enough body fat. And I'm not. I'm being 100% serious now. Uh-huh. She's taken the yoga and the jogging and the Pilates or whatever it is far too seriously.
Yeah.
She doesn't have enough saturated fat in her diet. And
I could definitely lend her some.
Did you have to say saturated fat?
Yes, I had to say saturated
on the
fat.
Air.
On the air.
It's just kind of a downer. Really,
that's the thing. Saturated fat. That's what done it.
We're talking about
people falling from ceilings and dying. We're talking about Ringo Starr. And saturated fat is the depressing thing.
That's what threw
thing
you,
now?
Katie Dolan. I got to take Ken's side here. I got to take Ken's side. But hold on a second. Because I do want to say this. Ken is on to something.
Yeah.
In that Madonna came off looking the way she did. I hope she's well. I don't even mean to make fun of her. But she looked like Sandy Kane, the woman who plays the naked cowgirl. Mm-hmm. She was tiny. She was shrunken. Very pale. Had skimpy cowboy outfit. I don't know what went on.
No.
But it was not a good night for the gay men of America.
She doesn't have any good nights left in her.
Yeah, well, there was another thing. Queen Latifah marries 34 people. Those are not legit weddings, are they?
I really don't think so.
Like, I don't know. Like, all right, let me ask you this question. Elvis impersonator or Queen Latifah? Whose wedding has more integrity? If you drunkenly wandered in from the stratosphere, reeking of booze, complimentary casino booze, which is bottom, which
watered
is well
down
liquor.
Yep.
Reeking of booze
not
and blackjack.
Venetian.
Well, the Venetian's high society. But let's stay on message here, all right, Showboat McGee? We're talking about our tax bracket, which, to be fair, is not even the stratosphere.
I don't even have a tax bracket.
It's like the circus. Yep.
They give you money.
The Barbary Coast.
April 15th, you get a big check.
You go to the Barbary Coast, you sit down, and the dealer's like, you're not a cop, are you? You guys even have a gaming permit? But the point is, I don't know if an Elvis impersonator has more credibility. That's not a real marriage is the point.
You have to go through more, probably, as an Elvis impersonator than Queen Latifah ever did.
Yeah, there's more training to be an Elvis impersonator than a Queen Latifah.
Yes.
What if it's a Queen Latifah impersonator?
Listen, we're going to need you to fall in love with carbohydrates
and saturated fats.
Yeah, saturated fats, if you will.
Saturated fats. She is not starving herself of saturated fats.
Yeah, good for her.
But to bring it full circle, if the Grammys wants to prove that they care about gay people, they shouldn't let them get married.
Yeah.
Marriage is no good for anybody.
No, it's not.
But you know what the deal is. It was like a dog in a car. Once they catch it,
they're
going to get married and be like, this is what the struggle was all about.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, it's just that I say that every day. I like my wife is more than friends. You know, I don't love is a strong word. I don't want to throw it out there. She's a decent woman. She certainly married
shout
up.
Out but
she's
Jenny.
A decent shout out
shout
to
out
Jenny,
to Jenny Fallon.
Fallon. And she's a decent woman. She's married
fantastic
up and that's fine. People
she
get
makes
lucky.
A great cake.
She pulled a Ringo Starr.
She did pull a Ringo Starr.
There's a lot of Pete Bests out there, ladies.
A lot of too many
community college graduates that could have been in this Beatles group that are not in it. A lot of women at Apex Tech, forklift operators, stuff like that.
I
you know who you
I
are.
I can't believe anyway.
The point is that
not even going to give her George Harrison.
Jenny
Ringo Starr.
No, Jenny's solid. Okay. Jenny's a keeper. Like I said, I like Jenny. She's great.
Well, that's really comforting to know, Jim.
But I do.
Good for you.
The mother of my child.
Awesome.
I did lose my train of thought, though. So what were we talking about before we go to break here?
We were talking about all these gay marriages, and I just wish the media would pay more attention to...
Thank you. Finish your thought.
Well, when are all the straight people going to get in the news again? why so much attention?
Who is the red carpet guy that's on Chelsea lately, Raw something or other with a gay voice?
Ryan Seacrest?
No. The gay guy with the voice. No, there's that Ross Matthews Bergen.
Yeah, Ross Matthews.
Is that who he is?
Comedian. He's not
going to age well.
No,
like meaning in the showbiz vernacular, like we're going to be embarrassed that we made him popular 10 years from now.
He has his own show.
Of course. He's huge. He's blowing up. And I'm sure he could be a wonderful man.
Actually, there are some funny videos where they send him to the Super Bowl. Have you ever seen those?
No, I'm sure they're great. But I'm saying the shtick might not age well.
It's not going to.
Like he'll work in 10 years the way Richard Simmons gets celebrity appearances.
Yeah.
We're kind of, laughing the other way. And that's fine. But you're right. We are the zeitgeist in terms of supporting gay pop culture is huge.
Yeah, you know? And just getting kind of old.
And I'm happy for them. But the point I was trying to make, and I am happy. It's great. It's fine. But the point I'm trying to make is, yes, to fight for the right to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Jenny are great. We're going wonderful. We're great. We're going wonderful. We're great. We're going wonderful. I'm sorry.
It's great and good.
I'm chanting.
Great and good.
No, we're going good.
Uh-huh.
But the point is, I would still be mad if I had fought for this right.
Yes.
Because it's like, there's really not.
Such a letdown. It's like a Beatles
reunion. You're just together. you're together.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. But now there's paperwork to fill out if somebody wants to leave.
Yeah.
Now you got to go to court. You got to do, you know, all those other. But beyond that, I get that the civil union thing is, you know, you want the benefits and the pension. So that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So I get civil unions.
Mm-hmm.
I get it from a business standpoint. I do not get it from a relationship standpoint.
No.
Business side of gay marriage, absolutely I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it from a relationship standpoint.
Because
mm-hmm. there's nothing we can do as a married couple that we couldn't do as a couple.
Very
except
true.
Say we're legally married.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's an equality thing. But I used to think about this all the time with equality. When I was driving a cab, my alarm would go off at 3:50 in the morning, three hours after I got home.
Yes.
I always used to think that if I had fought for the right to be in the workplace, I would be kicking my ass so hard. And I used to wonder about that when I was walking to the subway. Like, I'm wondering if there were ever, like, women in like the 30s and 40s cursing Susan B. Anthony under their breath when their alarm clock went off.
God damn you.
Which I know. Damn it, Sue. You could have just got like fat and pregnant and blown some magistrate, lived well and
the dream.
Put a sock in all that ambition.
Yeah.
Nope. Too funny. We got to go to break, Katie Dolan. When we come back on the show, Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines reveal the one way to go on a cruise and lose weight. We'll get into it. The Marlboro Men's dead. We'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
And Super Bowl week. We
got
to talk about Super Bowl week, right? The Super Bowl is about a block from our studio right now. We should probably get into it.
We should probably, yep.
We should probably go ride that toboggan between now and when
I
we come back
to.
From break. So let's do that.
Okay.
Right here on the Big Bad One and Only Off the Meter Radio program.
Oh, it's so good, I just want to spray it all over my body right now.
If you've got a rumble in your tummy or your gut's in a rut, you need to get your butt down to Bunker's Great Wall of Chinese Buffet on Route 46 in Gary, Indiana. We got a regular practicing Chinese fella in the back. He gonna cook you up all kinds of good times. We got everything from General Tso's chicken to mushy pork, sesame chicken. Got the egg rolls, the wontogne soup. We got the Saskatchewan chicken, the Saskatchewan pork, even Saskatchewan beef. Shoot, any Saskatchewan you want a wand, we got a wand. We got a sweaty sour chicken. We got the sweaty sour shrimp. You can bring your whole family. We make your sweaty sour bucket. Bunker's Great Wall of Chinese food. You can stuff it at our buffet. This ad paid for by Bunker's Chinese Great Wall of Buffet on Route 46 in Gary, Indiana. Or we gonna hurt you.
Off the meter.
With Jimmy Failla.
I wish he could have been with me when I sat with a group of teenagers who were black.
Name of this piece is called My Bitch Better Have My Money. My bitch better have my money. Through rain, sleet, or snow.
It was a Shakespeare.
My hoe better have my money.
I'm telling you, that boy's a genius.
Tell it!
Not half, not some, but all my cash.
No,
because if she don't, I'm gonna put my foot dead in her ass.
Coming to you live from New York City. The Off the Meter Radio program. Jimmy Failla, Katie Dolan, Ken Wood in the building at 855-236-2280. You know, I was hammering us for not interacting with the listener enough.
Yeah.
We don't have enough time to open the phones today.
We don't.
I'm like, from now on, we're such deadbeat parents. From now on, we're going to make it up to you. I'm going to take you to Adventureland. You want to go to Adventureland? You don't want to go to Adventureland. That's the ride throwing the kids into the parking lot from the Ferris wheel.
That means more than what you think.
You know, my sister is involved in banking on a high level.
Oh, she is?
She was telling me that amusement parks have all of their rides individually owned. So if somebody flies off the log flume, you can only sue the log flume.
Oh.
Can't shut down the whole park.
Are you serious?
It's a little something to think about before you get on the roundup at the church carnival.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really want the advice, it's, yeah, don't ever get on a ride that functions, doubles as a vehicle.
Right.
If it can be driven away, it has been driven away. We got a kid that just flew and landed on the Genovese drugstore. What do you say you start the truck, pull the Ferris wheel out of here? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's go. Gone. Just a reminder to log on. The show is sponsored by Audible.com.
Yeah.
Log on to audibletrial.com/offthemeter and get a free audiobook. What do you think of that? You get a free 30-day membership. You get a free audiobook.
I think it's great.
If you're into paying for things, log on to Amazon.com, IndieBound.org, mm-hmm. BarnesandNoble.com. Mm-hmm. Pre-order a copy of my new book, Follow That Car, A Cabbie's Guide to Conquering Fears, Achieving Dreams, and Finding a Public Restroom, mm-hmm. which to this day is still the holy grail of cab driving.
It really is.
There's nothing cabbies care more about deep down than their safe houses.
Uh-huh.
Because remember this, as a civilian member of New York City, you go to the bathroom when you feel like you have to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Cabbies don't always have that luxury.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're reffing a sword fight on the side of the Van Wyck Expressway, stuck in traffic by Newark Airport, mm-hmm. or the president's in town, you're on the FDR, nowhere to go.
Yeah.
I kind of pride myself on the fact that I've only peed in my cab once.
That's
once.
It?
That's not bad.
Wow, that is something to be proud of.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
I think I'm a serious, I think
good
that's
for
an
you,
accomplishment.
Jimmy.
Now, I got to say something. Compared to most cabbies I know, that's a very low number.
That is.
Two things I found out about myself in terms of how I'm differentiated from other cabbies.
Uh-huh.
I once had a woman that owed me $9.80 give uh-huh. me $3,000. A brick of money. I noticed it, gave it back to her. She was an old woman. She pulled it out of a fanny pack. When I got back to the garage and told the story, everybody there, show of hands, said they would have took it.
Oh.
Everybody.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, I don't see how that's a mix-up, though. How do you give $3,000?
What happened was she had two fanny packs on.
Yeah.
Handed me a brick. You know money that's so new it can't be separated?
Yeah.
That's what she
gave
me.
Well, no, but yeah.
And I was like, hey, I think this is the wrong amount. I looked down. It was hundreds. She gave me the money and left.
Wow.
And then she's like, oh, my God, the rent.
Wow.
I gave it back.
Yeah, in this...
thinking it would be some type of good karma.
No. Pursuit of karma, no.
Worst 2 years of my life. There was no...
So would you have kept the money now?
Having it to do over? No.
Yep. Oh.
Absolutely. No, I still don't think I would because of one thing. I think the karma there
mm-hmm.
was that it didn't move me forward in the karma universe, but uh-huh. it probably paid off an old debt.
Yeah.
You dig? I was probably owed one.
Uh-huh.
For some nefarious telemarketing plot I was involved in the late 90s.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what it did.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Some chunky girl that worked at Friendly's. I wronged some people in the 90s. I'm not proud. I'm not out here telling
you. You know who you are. Yep.
Yeah, my presidential candidacy, a lot like Newt Gingrich's, in that everybody knew. You know, he was kind of skeletons first.
Yes.
I mean, you can't win doing that.
No.
But a lot like his candidacy in that way is that, I own up. I'm not here, I'll tell you.
You're
a
regular Newt Gingrich.
No, I'm not, because I don't have sex with my dress socks on, and I believe, don't you believe Newt Gingrich has sex with his black dress socks up to his knees?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Definitely,
and
right?
And the cufflinks.
Definitely has the dress shirt on and the black socks up to his knees.
Yep.
There's no way anybody could tell me different.
No.
I'm so certain of it, I would almost sleep with him to find out, because I'm certain of it. If you're in the tri-state area, go to Town Hall tonight. See me in action. Town Hall, 7 p.m. If my warm-up sets are any indication, I'm never going to be back. Go tonight and see us. Katie Dolan will be there.
I'll be there.
Ken Wood will be there. Dean Imperial, rumored to be on the bill. Jenny Fela in the building with her parents.
That's so exciting.
My mom will be there. The suits that oversee this production will be there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
we have
how about,
to behave.
This is a nice audience to bomb
Wait,
in front
who?
Of.
The nicest.
I don't want to put anybody on record, but the suits will be there, Ken.
Oh,
dress nice. Fix
okay.
your face. Iron a shirt.
Okay.
Something like that,
fix
guys.
Fix my face? You
That's
fix
a rap term. Fix your face.
Fix your face.
I'm going swag now. It's the second break of the show. We got to pick it up here.
Don't let me stop you.
We got to keep them enwrapped, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, if you don't like Katie and Ken, you can also hear me on SiriusXM.
When is
on,
that?
This Thursday, I'll be on Over the Bowl with Kevin Flynn.
Cool.
I do all these weird, serious shows. Not even weird. Lisa Lampanelli's show on the Howard Stern Channel. Not weird.
That's legit.
Covino and Rich is legit five uh-huh. days a week. But uh-huh. this
Kevin Flynn
show,
is legit, but the name.
You don't like Over the Ball?
It
I'll confront him on the air. I think it'll be good radio.
Over
the
Ball.
Hey, thanks for having me. What's with the name? What's going on with the name, K-Train? But this Thursday, SiriusXM, I'll be on from 8 to 11. You can do
Everybody
that.
Everybody listen, yep.
I don't think I'm the same guy without you two, though.
You really?
You know who you guys are?
Mean a lot of things.
To my Mike Tyson, he had like, who were the other two guys that managed him? Don Caton. And who was the other guy we're thinking of that managed Mike Tyson?
The old dude?
Yeah, what was his name again? I can't think of it.
I forget right now.
But they kept him straight.
Mm-hmm.
I think you guys, you know, kind of steer me in the right direction. I'm a
Is
better
that a good thing?
Yeah, I'm a better Mike Tyson.
Right.
Than I would be than I would be without you.
I accept that.
We just had a moment. Did you see that?
Yeah, we just did.
About to sing Wind Beneath My Wings.
It was beautiful.
But I'll save it for the town hall show. Could you imagine if it's a real Broadway type?
Oh, it's going to
black
be.
Tie.
Yeah.
Oh God, I'm gonna do spoken word.
Good.
Spoken word. We got news stories to cover to get my mind off of
okay.
it.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Network News Hour, starring the mad prophet of the airways,
Ken Wood. Hey, I'm Jimmy Fallon. Ken is not sitting in front of the news microphone.
I don't do that anymore.
He's sitting in the old microphone. But you've got it's a new year.
They said I didn't have to.
No, we got
to
get our presentation. Well, you can confront them tonight. They'll be at the show. Mm-hmm. No, we got to get our presentation back together. Like I said, we've been away for like a month. A legit month. Because the people who, I guess you'd call them the landlords, the parent company for our studio, are kind of like the people who run those carnival rides with the wheels on them. They're very fly-by-nighty, and they kind of let us down over the course of the last month, so we're playing catch-up ball.
Every studio is individually owned.
Yes. Oh, we just lease them out. That's very funny. The five biggest news stories of the day. Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines. Did you hear this one? 10-day cruise. It's coming back to the dock 2 days early because 600 people were affected by an outbreak of gastrointestinal illness.
This is my nightmare. This hey. Is my living hell. Can you even imagine?
Hurry up in there. You almost done in there.
I'd rather be on the one that flipped over the Concordia, you know?
The Coastal Concordia.
Because at least that had an ending.
Well, on the plus side, though, you can kind of go off of the boat. You know, I'm not proud of that.
Oh,
but,
my
you know,
God.
That sort of thing. I mean, I'm not proud. I'm not proud, Katie. But when they say 600 people have a gastrointestinal illness, what do they mean?
Shortage of bathrooms.
They are out of paper. It means things are getting ugly out on the Royal Caribbean.
It means stay away from the pool.
That's probably the source of the problem.
But they really are the first people to go on a cruise and lose weight. Think about that. No one loses weight on the cruise. Everybody always comes back like, don't go on a cruise. You'll gain 100 pounds. Not with Royal Caribbean. You'll come back half the person you were.
Yeah, forget about detoxing.
That's a great angle.
Royal Caribbean.
Detox on the seas.
Because less of you is more. Hey, you almost done in there? I got to get in there. No paper. I mean, it's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
I wonder what caused it.
Food.
It's clearly food, right?
Usually yeah, it's
one of those skanky buffets.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. So gross.
Because they probably tried something that was beyond their pay grade.
Did you guys know that I might have to go on a cruise at the end of February?
I did hear that. You're going on that senior cruise.
But like, in light of this has always been one of my fears, so maybe...
Well, just boil the water before you drink
But oh my God. No, it's the food. It's like all that old shrimp
well,
that
bring
they
your
load
own
up.
Canned yeah, stuff.
They
you
pull it like up out of the...
Note to passengers of Royal Caribbean. When the waiter offers you the catch of the day, specify which day. Find out which day. It's the catch of the day of September 1st, 1978.
Uh-huh.
This is our Blizzard of New York catch of the day. It's an Eskimo fish that was caught in the Hudson River
aged,
in 1978.
Aged to perfection.
Yeah, fish is not wine, Royal Caribbean. Can we get some fresh fish on the boat? People are dying on your damn boat. But I love that they're saying we may offer them a
they
voucher.
They're going to give them those 2 days back.
Yeah, voucher. You get two
voucher
free days
two
on the cruise.
Go to Adventureland.
Yeah. Could you imagine they give Mary Todd Lincoln two tickets to the play?
No.
We're really sorry what happened to Avenal. Why don't you come back Thursday and watch it for free on us?
He was an actor in the play. Yeah, no, but seriously. I don't know.
Royal Caribbean, is that where you were going?
Royal Caribbean. Yeah. I don't understand why anybody takes a cruise anymore.
Oh,
except
God.
For Katie. I mean, she's
no.
got...
I mean, I'm not... Like, this is seriously... I'm going to have to bring this up with the people.
Yeah.
My people.
You're going to have a...
It's a red flag.
The vacation board.
The biggest red flag.
That's right.
We're going to have
funny.
A family meeting, yeah.
God, I don't want to talk about this. Well, the point is, I ain't going on a cruise. I mean, I'd never gone on one of these before this.
I've been on a cruise boat. Uh-huh. I've never been on a cruise.
Really?
Yeah, it was for 3 hours, the longest 3 hours. And I'm still talking about it. It happened in 1995. And it was the longest 3 hours I can remember.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Being stranded at sea with all those other people with this same
But it's so disgusting, like, the idea.
They turn into animals.
I know.
That's what they are.
Yeah, yeah, it gets
they're
bad.
They're trapped in a zoo.
And they're going to
get their own creation.
Inviting them back.
Yeah.
The balls of royal career. I mean, really, though.
No.
That's ballsy.
Yes.
Well, really sorry
Give
you guys.
Give us a second chance.
Had to watch. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. That's exactly. Yeah, you didn't like Medea Christmas. Why don't you come back on us? We're going to show it again tomorrow at noon.
Just bring some canned pineapples.
Oh, God.
Why?
That's a bad. No, you're on a cruise.
Because that'll get you there anyway. So it's you just go to the same place.
Disgusting is what I'm trying to say.
It's disgusting.
It's freaking. A cruise was disgusting before this.
Mm-hmm.
But when you turn it into like a floating, you know.
Porta potty.
Oh, it's not. Yeah, what did they have? Like White Castle Night? Something like something ambitious. Because that's what happened, Ken. They did something they're not supposed to do.
Yeah.
A cruise is supposed to be offering you the basics.
Yes.
Just like when you go to the diner, you're supposed to order off the first two pages. Got the egg menu, the burger menu, the club sandwich menu.
They went off the menu.
Pretty much supposed to punt. Unless you're at like the Brooklyn Diner, it's a grown-up thing.
Yeah.
You're getting real food.
Yeah.
But save for that, you're not supposed to go ambitious on a cruise ship.
It's just that there's too much food and too many people in too small a space.
It was not good.
So gross.
Oh, God. Yeah, I know. Really, though.
No.
Oh, man.
My nightmare.
So Katie thinks it was the pool, not the...
No, I really don't. It was definitely the food.
It was definitely...
But, you know, the E. coli swimming in the pool doesn't help anyone at all.
Well, I think, you know, it sort of exacerbates the problem.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Ugh, just gross.
All right,
gross.
We gotta
let's,
stop.
Yeah, like, really, though. We have to. Let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Some Segway music.
Mm-hmm.
We owe the listener some alternative. And it, yeah. But on the boat, they're like, let's all go to the lobby to see if that bathroom's open.
I think they have bathrooms in their cabins, right?
It's a great reenactment of Titanic. He's holding her up as she craps off the boat. I'm the queen of the world. Don't ever zip up, Rose.
No.
Don't ever zip up. I can tell by your eyes you're going to be going all day. Don't ever zip up. Oh, man, not a proud moment for our show.
Oh, God.
Hamburger.
Anyway. Couple things going on in the news.
What now?
The Marlboro Man died.
Uh-huh.
Of what?
Eric Lawson. They say he had cardiopulmonary respiratory disorder.
Uh-huh. Okay, so he smoked.
They're saying it's a smoking-related illness. He was smoking cigarettes since he was 14.
Mm-hmm.
I was two things. One, I was surprised because I've always heard this rumor that guy died of cancer. That was like a running like urban myth thing for a long time.
Like a Tupac thing.
He didn't die of cancer.
This guy actually has an album coming out now. But the question I have for you, because this guy was an actor. He was on Beretta.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was on Dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
He was on Baywatch.
Mm-hmm.
My question for you, what is he more ashamed of? Baywatch or teaching children to smoke?
Baywatch was the highest rated syndicated
it means nothing.
Television show.
It means nothing to me.
Time.
That's a dollar and cent argument.
Oh,
Baywatch
God.
Was still Baywatch.
It made Pamela Anderson a star, and it kept David Hasselhoff from fading into obscurity.
Thank God we still have David Hasselhoff.
Thank God for
Thank
Hasselhoff.
Thank you, Baywatch.
Sorry, we apologize to all the suits at Baywatch. We didn't realize the cultural impact you had on the betterment of lives in everyday America.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Shut up.
25 million Germans can't be wrong.
Thank God. Yeah.
David Hasselhoff, the pride of Dusseldorf.
So glad we still have Pamela Anderson, too.
Oh, my God. Pamela, she got, you know, she just married a guy that she had married once before.
Good for her.
She married a guy, Rick Solomon, that she married for 30 days in 07.
Mm.
Where are they registered? The county courthouse? Really, though. I mean, this ain't going to last.
Wait, wasn't Rick Solomon the guy on the Paris Hilton tape?
Yes, that's exactly who he was.
What a dirty little circle.
Yeah, I know. Way to go, Rick. You're really.
So he's got everything covered. He's got Hep C and herpes covered.
All he's missing is a trip on Royal Caribbean. Rick Solomon belongs on Royal Caribbean News.
He does.
I'm the queen of the world.
That's
so
sick.
I'm the queen
that's,
of the world.
That's so sick.
Too funny. But yeah, the Marlboro Man's dead. Cardiopulmonary respiratory disorder. Not
he
a
was
good
a, he was a national icon.
His just desserts. Yep. He got it.
From the 70s into the 80s. But I mean, if you think about this, 72, so he smoked for 58 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's legit.
Kind of a hero.
It makes you want to start smoking in your 40s.
It yeah. does.
Because if it's going to take 58 years to wipe you out,
yeah,
it'd be 98.
Some twisted math, but it's...
Sorry.
I think it's sound. It's sound mathematics.
It is.
That's community college mathematics. Let's move on. It's not good. It's not good at all.
So do we condone smoking here? Is that what we're doing?
Smoke all you want.
Yeah. We don't care.
We really don't care.
You know what? I really do think you're supposed to just do whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, because I don't know. You know, like, look at George Burns. Smoked to be 100. Some guy smoked 3 weeks
cigars.
And died.
Cigars. Nobody inhales cigars.
Is that true?
You don't inhale cigars.
Okay, that's... But you
just get mouth cancer.
You get mouth cancer.
But he didn't get that.
It's not nearly as prevalent as lung cancer is or some cardiopulmonary disorder.
Just do what
disorder.
You want is what we're
the
saying.
The point is,
do what you
to
want.
Quote Jim Morrison, I'm going to get my kicks before the whole shithouse goes up in flames.
Yep.
That's what he would say
mm-hmm.
to open concerts.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to roll with that.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever kicks means to you. If it means a corn dog at 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Or a crack pipe in the Toronto mayor's hall. Whatever it is, do it. Get your kicks.
Whatever you can do to save the public millions of dollars on Social Security checks.
Okay.
Is
Ken.
Great.
Ken.
Yeah, like you are a bean counter on the show today, Ken. You are like the
dying young saves the government money. And if it saves the government money, it saves you, the taxpayer, money. I say smoke them up.
How about just don't pay taxes and then.
The point is, I feel like this show was going really well. Like, I feel like there was something really, it was really like, I feel like we had it together today. It looked okay.
And then we all went on a cruise.
And then, I don't know what, we were just rocking along and. Let's move on.
Mm-hmm.
Put away your Texas Instrument calculators and stop doing the math behind.
Isn't
the
there a
stories.
Game coming up or something?
Yeah.
It's a drinking game. You have to take a shot every time someone changes the station on our show.
People I don't know if we can keep up.
People are falling down in the street right now. Italian thieves stole a vial of Pope John Paul's blood from
what?
A church.
Why were they keeping that?
In the mountains of Rome.
Wow.
They're going to clone the Pope.
There's going to be a movie about that.
That's a Dan, that is, isn't that a Dan Brown
it's a
novel?
It's a Dan Brown novel.
Opening line of a Dan Brown novel.
They stole the Pope's
Italian
blood.
Thieves broke into a church in the mountains of where?
Rome.
Mountains of Rome.
What are they doing with a vial of his
there
blood?
There are mountains in Rome.
Yeah, I know. But how about that? What are they even doing with the vial of blood?
Oh, it's like a holy thing now.
Is that what it is? They
I
hold
guess.
On to it or something like that?
I guess. Do we really want to know?
That's what I'm saying. That's weird to
me. It is weird.
I don't know how I feel about that.
And, yeah.
Other than, yes, I'm excited to see Tom Hanks play these guys. Or at least apprehend them.
What's the street value on some Pope blood these days?
You got some of that Pope John Paul?
Well, they're not making any more of it, I can tell you that. That guy's been dead for
a while. I got Constantine the Eighth.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It's not good. But
no.
Italian thieves. You know what I mean? When I think of Italian thievery, I think of the Olive Garden.
Yes.
This kind of caught me off guard.
Yeah.
This caught me off guard. But, they got away with it so far.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you track guys like that, but I just don't know what you do with it because the secondary market for that can't be good.
No.
I wonder if they even knew what they were stealing.
That's a good question.
Do they have it on display, you know?
With a plaque and...
It's just weird.
How does God feel about that?
I don't know.
Let's ask him.
Let's get on the phone. Somebody dial Oprah. Somebody get Oprah on the phone. Good old Oprah. Final story of the day, folks. The final story of the day. People
mm-hmm.
are thrilled right now.
Mm-hmm.
People are ecstatic. Super Bowl week.
Super Bowl week.
Right now, Ken Wood. The 7-day forecast is calling for a high of 36.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's not so bad.
That's doable. Peyton Manning's never won a playoff game below 40 degrees.
Right. Is that
so
true?
It's not
the
ideal.
First time for everything.
It's not ideal, but it's better than 4 degrees.
He never threw the yards he threw this year either, so there's a first time for everything.
A lot of firsts. A lot of firsts with old Peyton Manning, Eli's big brother.
Mm-hmm.
We are openly rooting for the Broncos on this show.
Yeah.
So much that we're Denver fans. I like the storyline.
Peyton
Manning.
I never was involved in this conversation.
Jimmy's thoughts don't respect those of the network nor its affiliates. But no, I am rooting for Peyton Manning. He's a good guy. He's a guy. He deserves to win.
Yeah.
He may not win. That's the agony of sports, but he deserves to win. He outworks everybody. He's a nice guy.
He is.
He could have a dark side. You know what I mean? He's too forwardly nice.
Yeah, that's always the sign.
Yeah, that's, you know what I mean?
Something hidden.
It's like the comic who asks for a round of applause for the vagina.
Yeah.
Give it up for the vagina. That's a man who don't like him. That's a man who don't like him at all. It's a smoke screen. It's pink hanging from the ceiling.
Yes.
But
overly presented.
The weather, which is the big story.
Mm-hmm.
The weather. is looking okay right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm torn. Could change. It's Monday.
I know, and I'm so torn because on the one end, I want the people in the $30,000 seats to be inconvenienced.
I want them to have a terrible time.
I know, I do too.
Well, you
don't
getting...
want you don't want the people who spent an entire month and a half's pay to get their tickets.
Those people
to have their time.
Yeah, but
ruined.
They're suckers. Because why would you?
No, that's their own thing.
Yeah.
See, the reason I have an issue with the other people is not because they're rich. It's because those are people that aren't hardcore football fans. They say, mm-hmm. like, the football, like, the Super Bowl is like the World Series. The World Series is a quiet sporting event the way the Super Bowl is because there aren't that many passionate people there. Yeah, it's more of a network.
They're there for Bruno something. Mars.
All the rich people. Yeah, those rich people, they're going to be in the heated skyboxes watching college basketball, most likely.
They are, though.
TV.
That's the one thing sporting events have done well is they've given the rich people something to do besides watch the game.
If mm-hmm. you ever go into the skybox for yeah. some reason... I was at Madison Square Garden, and I just turn around and watch the football game that's behind you.
Yeah.
You are just your eyes are drawn to the TV. You don't care about what's going. That's just
oh,
an
yeah.
unfortunate.
Every time I go to a skybox, that's always happening.
The Mets
right?
do
it's funny. Right.
The every time it's
the Mets
so
do
annoying.
Something. The Mets do something that's really accommodating. If you go to their skybox, they actually show the Yankees games instead. A little bit less depressing for the average Met baseball game goer. If you will. But the show's over, everybody. What do you think of that? The show is over.
I
Could
can't
you imagine
it.
The show is over? It just ended. It just happened. Log on to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, IndieBound.org. Pre-order a copy of my new book, Follow That Car.
I
do want you to buy the book. I want
yeah.
your thoughts. Some college just contacted me because they want to do the first review. They're like, can I get a galley?
Cool.
Really?
Yeah.
They just want free books.
I know.
The hell with that. Tell them they can have a galley for $16.95.
But the book is written right for their intellect. It's DeVry.
Oh, yeah.
University. Okay. Now, I forget the name of the college, but it was a direct message on Twitter. I'll find out and let you know. It was the Harvard Book Exchange. They should love the book. They should be really excited. We'll get into that. Log on to Amazon.com. Pre-order my new book, Follow That Car, if you care about me at all. If you, don't,
if you don't
care about me, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd actually enjoy it more if you don't care about
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
Such a flop. I'm kidding. Get down to Town Hall tonight. You see the champ in action, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
If that does not work, I'll be at Knuckleheads in Tom's River. I'm now playing the cachet of club this weekend, where they name it after the audience member.
Yep.
The week after that, I'm at Douchebags in Parsippany. I'm at Screaming Bachelorette Party on Route 109. That's going to be fun. And, of course, if none of those work, you can stay home. You can cheat and watch me on Access Television 2 weeks.
February 13th.
February the 13th,
cool.
Night before Valentine's Day. Make it a romantic night with your special someone.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Instead
curl
of going
up,
out on Valentine's Day,
watch
curl
some
up.
Axis.
Curl up. Watch me talk about beating my wife. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. It'll be nice.
Uh-huh.
That's really funny. Guy buys his wife a Russell Stover, but after buying my act, he smushes it in her face. You don't even deserve these. I always, by the way, I always give my act a hard time. If you've never seen it, I don't actually do any of that in my act. I don't know
you
what
don't?
I do. No, I'm not.
Well, I wouldn't know.
Behave pretty
anything.
Well.
Yeah, you could do anything.
You're going to see some of the hits tonight because it's
cool.
a theater crowd.
Yeah.
I don't really want to wander off the reservation because
right.
I don't know what they're going to get and not get.
Well, you have complete
I'm not gonna
control
pull,
over that.
I'm not going to pull a McCartney and
right.
sing something off the Kisses from the Bottom album. These guys are getting, I saw her standing there,
uh-huh.
maybe a Hey Jude yesterday, something like that.
Cool.
And I'm not doing that teary John Lennon thing he does where he ruins the concert and talks about John.
You think that ruins the concert?
That's nice. It's touching.
A moment,
but if you've seen
Jimmy.
It three times, it's not nice anymore.
Well, not all of us are privileged enough to see Paul McCartney.
I'm just saying, in general. Okay. Yeah, you should see where I sit for Paul McCartney concerts. John Lennon has a better view than I do. It's not good. It's not good. We got to get out of here, folks. They're banging on the door. They're like, this goes on no longer. Tune in on Thursday for our special Super Bowl themed guest.
Yep.
Right here on the Big Bad, one and only, Off the Meter radio program.
Off the Meter, Off the Meter.
With Jimmy Fallon.
I enjoyed it. It was an unbelievably interesting experience.